Hare Krishna. The question is that why does Arjuna brag that I am having the Pashupat Astra of Shiva and I am greater than the Dwarkavasis? And why does, when the Brahmana son is stolen and he claims that he will get it back? So why does Arjuna brag at that time? Is he not a pure devotee? Answer, yes. Arjuna is a pure devotee, no doubt. At the same time, scripture presents us different things to teach specific lessons. So that means, in this particular pastime, every pastime has a purpose. And we have to see that pastime from the context of that purpose. So the purpose of this pastime is to demonstrate how Krishna is the absolute Supreme Lord. So, for example, in the pastime of this Brahmana's son dying, Krishna and Arjuna eventually go to Vishnu. And Mahavishnu says, I also wanted to take darshan of Krishna. So, that means Krishna is greater than Mahavishnu also. That Mahavishnu wants to take darshan of Krishna. So, this pastime is orchestrated in such a way to demonstrate the absolute supremacy of Krishna. And for that purpose, Krishna's potency, Yogamaya potency, appears to delude even his devotees. So just like Prabhupada says that, or Acharya has also explained, that Arjuna, how could he have been overwhelmed by the bodily conception at the start of the Bhagavad Gita? You know, is he not an exalted soul? How can he start identifying with the body and become overwhelmed by material lamentation? But we understand that this was arranged by the Lord so that he could speak the Bhagavad Gita's message and enlighten the whole world. So similarly, in this particular pastime, to demonstrate the supremacy of Krishna and to demonstrate the inadequacy of all other shelters, the Arjuna is arranged by Krishna's will through Yoga Maya to act in a particular way. So in this pastime, at one level it is shown as if, you know, Krishna and Dwarkavasis can't protect the Brahmin. So sometimes in the world it may seem that, you know, we take shelter of Krishna and Krishna doesn't seem to be offering shelter. And then somebody else thinks that something else will give me shelter. So Arjuna, he sees, oh, Krishna is not able to protect, Balaram is not able to protect. He doesn't say, so then he says, oh, I have got Shiva's weapon, I will protect. But then that shelter doesn't work. And still the child gets stolen. Then again Arjuna comes to his senses and he takes shelter of Krishna. And then when they go to Mahavishnu and Mahavishnu says that I actually took away the sons so that I could have darshan of Krishna. So that means rather than Krishna failing to give shelter to the Brahmana's sons, there was a higher plan going on over there which was not known to Arjuna and which was not known to the other people, even the Brahmana. So what this pastime demonstrates is the absolute supremacy of Krishna and the ultimate infallibility of Krishna's shelter. So when pure devotees behave in ways that seem to be not devotional, at that time we need to understand that they are orchestrated by the Lord for teaching particular lessons. And we need to focus on those lessons and we need to see their behavior not as a blemish on their character but as orchestration by the Lord for instructing us. Thank you. Hare Krishna.